The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-carat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Some breaking news of Donald Trump's trial. We go through what is the Overton window and how does it impact you and how much things have changed in just 1 year. And are we living in a simulation? Are we living in the allegory of the cave? Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Over 260,000 grassroots patriots support the work we are doing at tpusa.com. I want to make you aware of a new thing we have as a way to support this program. It's members.charliekirk.com. That's members.charliekirk.com. For those of you that currently support us at charliekirk.com/support, we're in the process of transferring you all over to members.charliekirk.com as a way to get exclusive content, as a way to support our program. So for those of you that are already supporting us, have no fear. We're in a transition process and you'll all like that. But for those of you that have not yet supported our program, I think you guys should check out members.charliekirk.com. This is a way for you to directly get content that you can hear nowhere else, including my exclusive conversation with Tucker Carlson. That's right. There are different levels where you're able to subscribe and log in and support us at members.charliekirk.com. So in fact, let me just tease you. Here's a little bit of a tease, a crumb, a whisper of my incredible conversation with Tucker Carlson. Enjoy.
I was watching the other day. I'm actually not a huge Martin Luther King fan or whatever, super flawed guy, but I was watching the audio of the last speech that he gave the night before he was killed, April 3rd, 1968. He was killed the next afternoon. And he gave this speech, and he had just been like cheating with a bunch of different women, okay?
Yeah, he had a tendency to
Oh my gosh. No, he was like sexually out of control. But he gave this speech in which he clearly predicted his own death. Like, there is no doubt if you listen to this that God is speaking through Martin Luther King. And again, I don't like Martin Luther King's program. I don't like his behavior. There's a lot of, worshiping Martin Luther King is absurd to me. But I got to say, if you listen to that speech, God is speaking through Martin Luther King. There's no other explanation for that. And you're like, well, that's kind of consistent with what we know. We're all flawed. The people in charge tend to be more flawed. But it doesn't mean that they're not capable of greatness. So let's just be honest about it. The second you have to feel the need to pretend that you're perfect, you become a liar and you become paradoxically even less perfect, in my opinion.
Now, if you want to listen to that entire thing exclusively, it's members.charliekirk.com. If we have blessed you in any way on this program, then please go to members.charliekirk.com, become a member. It helps us directly. And we deeply appreciate it. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. The timeline is set. Well, it's close to being set. There will still be some delays, motions, witness testimony. But here's what we're going to see. January 15th is going to be the Iowa primary, or the Iowa caucus, to be specific. Super Tuesdays on March 5th. There's also the New Hampshire primary, Nevada, South Carolina. I think Nevada is actually coming ahead of South Carolina now. They kind of reorganized it. And Donald Trump will be standing for one of his many indictments for trial on May 20th, 2024. Before I go any further, it's remarkable how effective the Democrats have been and the media has been in moving the Overton window. We have a fair amount of new viewers, by the way. Our numbers are going up dramatically, praise God. So let's remind each other, what is the Overton window? If you know it, it's good refresher. If not, it's very important. The Overton window is a way of thinking, or it's an approach to identifying the ideas that define the spectrum of acceptability of how the government acts. For example, it says politicians can only act within an acceptable range. Shifting the Overton window involves proponents of policies outside the window persuading the public to expand the window. A great example of this is defund the police. So the spectrum goes from unthinkable all the way to public policy. And it can go back and forth, it can move, but it's a reflection of the sentiment of the people. Now, this was originally the author of the Overton window was mostly focused on how laws go from ideas into action. This is actually founded by an American policy analyst by the name of Joseph Overton. If we can get a picture, let's put it on there. Let's put the Overton window picture. I think it's very helpful. It's a great way to say, oh, wow, that was once unthinkable, and now it's everywhere. So the Overton window goes through these steps. Something is unthinkable, then it's deemed radical, then it's deemed acceptable, then it's deemed sensible, then it's deemed popular, then it's deemed policy. Let me give you three quick examples. Marijuana legalization. It was unthinkable when I was a kid, and now it's policy. Chemically castrating kids. Ironically, it's still unthinkable in certain circles, but it is policy. We're cutting kids' parts off at record rates. Keeping our borders wide open. It was radical, now it's policy. Gay marriage is probably the best example of this. But look at how they were able to move through the Overton window just in the last 12 months. When they raided Mar-a-Lago, that was an unthinkable act. A former president being raided by the government that he once directed, it was met with outrage. Over the top, we live in a third world country. How could this possibly happen? But then the media did their job and they kept on making you feel as if it's normal. That's perfectly fine. Donald Trump is a felon. And so like that, we started to move on the spectrum of what was considered to be thinking. A year ago, one calendar year ago, everybody, Mar-a-Lago was not yet raided. Donald Trump was under zero indictments. Zero. 1 year ago, Donald Trump did not have any indictments and Mar-a-Lago was not raided. And in the course of 1 year, not only have they acted in a way, but they acted. And whoever is designing this, I have a lot of respect for. They're evil. They're clever as can be. But I have infinite respect. Because not only are they doing this in a way to interfere in the 2024 election, but the methodical marching of which they are progressing shows me a deep understanding of how the Overton window works. This is not amateur hour. Whoever is conducting the orchestra, a theme that we repeat here, Valerie Jarrett, Barack Hussein, the Soros, Laureen Powell Jobs, Mark Elias, we may never know who Oz is. Whoever it is, this is not just throwing stuff up the wall and hope it hits. No, this is well-planned. This is concocted. This is somebody who has been around for multiple decades and knows how to move the window. So you think about it, 12 months ago, Donald Trump faced no indictments. They raid Mar-a-Lago. It was the shot heard across the world. How dare you go raid a president's home? Then we kind of got over it. Oh, I guess it's fine. Because Biden had documents too. They lulled you to sleep. But whoever is doing the conducting needed somebody to cross the Rubicon first. Remember, in January, February, March, when there were whispers that Donald Trump might be facing criminal charges in New York, our talking point was this had never happened again before. This has never happened before. A former president has never been indicted. A former president has never been indicted. A former president has never been Alvin Bragg. The weakest of all the cases. Kind of the silliest of all the cases. Stormy Daniels campaign finance, that case is probably going to fall apart. Of all the ones that Donald Trump has a likelihood of getting tossed out by a judge, it's the New York case. But the intent of the New York case was not about putting Donald Trump in prison. It was about criminalizing Donald Trump. It was to move the Overton window where you weren't experiencing a sense, an aura of shock and awe when Donald Trump gets booked by the federal government. The inside-out collusion between federal, state, and local agencies is unprecedented, the harmony of which Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis and the head of the Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, I believe the name is, and Jack Smith and Merrick Garland are working. There is a central nervous system. I don't know where it is. Is it in Martha's Vineyard? Is it in Sun Valley? Is it in Aspen? Somebody is calling the shots here. This is not, we hate Trump, let's just see what it is. No, no, no. Somebody is planning this and we are marching right into it. It reminds me of the allegory of the cave. Can we get that picture? Famous allegory of the cave, where actually we get the word in Latin education from the allegory of the cave, Socrates, Plato's allegory of the cave, where you're looking at a simulation and you have to say, wait a second, there's light behind us and we've been looking at shadows. Can we just break free and realize we are playing in a simulation here where there is an output? I'm going to show it to you because now the whole plan has been revealed. That's the allegory of the cave, where it shows that you are seeing nothing more but the projection of a light behind you of shadows on a screen that somebody else is manipulating and puppeteering for their purpose, and you're falling right into it. Purpose of this show today on Friday, July 21st, is to just say, time out, press pause, 35,000 foot view. What simulation are we living through right now? Because in 12 months ago, we were getting angry and mad at the prospect of Donald Trump and his home getting raided. And now we're kind of just shrugging our shoulders and we say, well, I guess he's going to be under four different venue indictments. You got documents in Florida. You got Fannie Willis. You got Stormy Daniels in New York. You got January 6th. You got insurrection, seditious conspiracy, alternate electors. Whoa! This did not happen, everybody. Out of nowhere. Ex nihilo. It did not come out of nothing. No, this is worth some examination. This is worth some real dialogue. Not only who is planning it, that's not interesting to me. We know that it's being planned. But then what is the plan? What is the timeline? And then the most important thing, how do you launch a sabotage campaign of that plan? And boy, the designer, the architect, the author of what we are living through, they are not dumb. This is a world-class product in how to thwart a popular former president from getting back into the White House. Do you know that the average American spends about 20 years in retirement? That's a long time to live without a steady income. And we want to make sure you enjoy every moment of it and don't outlive your money. Retirement is about more than just investments. It's about living your best life. Let's not retire. Let's pivot. My friends at Pax Financial, who I use for my wealth management future, develop a course for the sole purpose of helping you pivot. If you want your own free guide to pivoting into the new chapter of life with purpose, visit paxfg.com/charlie. That is paxfg.com/charlie, paxfg.com/charlie. Okay, in 1 year, they have moved the Overton window from how dare you raid his home to multiple indictments. This is not by mistake. So what is the plan? Well, let's go through the breaking news today with all that lead up. Judge Eileen Cannon just gave the Democrats everything they wanted by placing the Trump document trial in the heart of campaign season. So January 15th will be the Iowa caucus. March 5th is Super Tuesday. May 20th, the trial date starts. May 21st is the Oregon primary. June 4th, Montana, New Mexico, South Dakota primaries. And July 15th is the RNC. October 14th, early voting begins in Georgia, my birthday. October 1st is the beginning of early voting in Arizona. And November 5th is Election Day. Barring any future delays, it is conceivable that Trump, the top opposition candidate to the current regime, could be tried, convicted, and in prison. In prison's a little much, guys. That's not totally true. But tried and convicted before Election Day. And the timing of the Republican convention is very significant. By the way, this doesn't count the January 6th charges. And breaking today, because they've moved the window, because they've made it seem normal. The Democrats are very talented at normalizing the radical. Just think of all the radical things that are in public life. We're kind of like, eh, like Sam Smith dressing up like Lucifer and doing a performance at the Grammys. Oh, I guess that's normal. The normalization of evil is something the media masters in. Fulton County prosecutors prepare racketeering charges in Trump inquiry because of a single perfectly fine phone call. Perfectly fine phone call. Through the campaign primary season, Donald Trump is going to be facing multiple impediments. So there's two ways to interpret this. The pro-DeSantis, anti-Trump, let's just say take that we see on Twitter is that the regime wants to run against Trump, so they're indicting him to boost his bona fides in the primary to set the trap in the general election. Of course, that is possible. I don't believe that. The more likely interpretation is that they believe Donald Trump will be the nominee almost no matter what, and they think that this will hurt him in the general election. Let's play cut 128.
So we got some breaking news with regard to former President Donald Trump. The judge in that case, Eileen Cannon, out of Fort Pierce, Florida, has set a trial date for the 20th of May. So that's a good 6 months prior to the election in November, on November 5th, 2024.
So if you're a Democrat who has the idea of let's nominate Trump, he's the most beatable, this is what you do, I think. Now remember, in 2016, a lot of Democrats wanted to run against Trump. This is a split. This is not agreed upon in Democrat circles. It's not. You have 50% that want to run against Trump and 50% that are terrified of Trump. It goes both ways. Liz Cheney understands the magic of Trump. She says it. She says he could still win. She's right. There's other people that are more cocky and more confident that would love to run against Trump. We have to understand that the Democrats are united in their extremism, not in their tactics. This is a deep divide in Democrat elite circles, a deep divide. There is not harmony in this regard. However, it's worth repeating from the Michigan electors case with Dana Nessel, with the Georgia case, Alvin Bragg with a shot heard around the world in the crossing of the Rubicon, DOJ with Jack Smith and documents. Somebody is composing this. And the way that they are composing it is as simple as this. Weigh Trump down. He'll win the primary no matter what. Bring down his favorables in the general. Run a brain-dead idiot with mass mail-in voting, chasing ballots, and hundreds of millions of dollars and billions of dollars of air support. Defeat him in Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia. And then the American right will be so angry that some people will act in violence and that we're going to be able to have a January 6, 2.0 and put them all in prison and reign for the next 100 years.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We are saving babies with preborn by providing free ultrasounds. When you introduce a girl to her baby by providing an ultrasound, you're giving her the truth at the most important time in her life. And more than 85% of the time when she sees the baby and hears the baby's heartbeat, she will choose life. The voices that call themselves pro-choice are loud and proud, and they are everywhere. It might feel like an uphill battle, but there is no better fight to fight than with the truth of an ultrasound. $140 gives five mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies. For just $28 a month, you can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. I'm a donor to Preborn, and you should be too. Call 833-850-BABY. That is 833-850-2229. Or go to preborn.org/Kirk. If you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, the opportunity is just right there. Go to preborn.org/Kirk.
Several things I want to touch on here. We have this new breaking news on the Hunter Biden 1023. Blake did a great job summarizing this. I'll be honest, I'm a little desensitized to this. I am going to go through this, but it just seems to be more of the same. Hunter Biden is a criminal, is a traitor. Joe Biden is a criminal and a traitor. But I want to emphasize something that I was not able to build out a couple days ago, and it ties all this in. So Fannie Willis is going after Donald Trump. Alvin Bragg, all this. Where are the Republican attorneys general? Where are the Republicans who are in law enforcement offices? The Michigan attorneys general is going after 16 MAGA moms and dads. How many Republican AGs? And I'm, by the way, I'm told how wonderful they are. Oh, yeah, they're so great. They're so great. Really? How many Democrats have our Republican attorneys general? I was texting with some of them, and they said, you know, I won't tell you who, but it's from a very red state in the South. And he said, oh, Charlie, we're working on things. Enough. You haven't indicted BLM. You haven't indicted the Soros crime syndicate. You haven't indicted any of these people. And yet we just sit idly by, and the left nakedly uses the criminal justice system to imprison dissidents, I mean, imprison entire parts of the country. And we just kind of say, There is no opposition party in this country. It does not exist. There is an opposition constituency, but not an opposition party. Two separate things. And that should be infuriating for you. It'd be one thing if you weren't engaged and involved. It'd be one thing if we didn't get 7,000 people to our Turning Point Action Conference. How many Democrats are in handcuffs today? Well, Donald Trump is going to be booked again. Booked in Georgia, booked in New York, booked in Florida, booked in D.C. Hillary Clinton is walking free. Peter Strzok's Merck walks free. Anthony Fauci walks free. Loretta Lynch walks free. Lois Lerner walks free. Eric Holder walks free. How about going after the drop boxes that were unconstitutionally and illegally set up? Walks free. How about the interstate movement of people to burn and loot our cities? Widespread crime and vagrancy. The charitable fraud that BLM engaged in. Why is a Republican not indicted them for that? BLM was the chosen secular religion in the year of 2020. You worshiped at the altar of the golden calf of BLM. Remember all those companies that said they were going to give money to BLM? Well, now we know BLM, they're paying money themselves, paying money to their sugar daddy, paying money for security for this, buying a content creator, a black content creator mansion here. They got mansions in Canada. BLM might as well be renamed as Buy Large Mansions. But Republicans won't be bothered to actually go after them criminally. They just kind of like, I don't want to be called a racist. I'd rather be governor. That's what I get out of most attorneys general. I'm done with it. I'm sick of it. You should not support these people running for office. I don't care what state they're in. Oh, well, you know, I did this lawsuit here. Enough. We need perp walks. We need handcuffs. We need people in jail. And you know, some people say, oh, Charlie, that's really extreme. No. What's extreme is indicting Donald Trump in four separate jurisdictions. You know what's extreme? Extreme is indicting 16 senior citizens because they signed a piece of paper that they were constitutionally allowed to sign in the state of Michigan to put them on a Soviet-style Arthur Kessler Darkness at Noon show trial to break their will and destroy their life. That's extreme. Putting Steve Bannon in federal prison is extreme. Raiding James O'Keefe's apartment is extreme. Why do they keep doing this? Because they know they're untouchable. They do this because they are not afraid that the law will ever come back at them. And they're right. We're so weak. Our Republicans are a joke. And I know a lot of these Republicans, Attorney General. I've been texting them. They're not happy with me because we're calling them out. And you know what they say is, oh, you know, I don't have prosecutorial authority. I get this excuse all the time. Well, then how does the Michigan Attorney General do this? Why can't you refer it to a local DA? By the way, this is one of the reasons why I think they had to go after Ken Paxton in Texas, because I think Ken Paxton was getting closer and closer to actually using the justice system to even the playing field. Have to go after him. I think that Paxton was the equivalent of the attorney's general show trial, shot across the bow, canary in the coal mine. Remember, this is all composed. There is a Beethoven behind this. So you have to go after the most vocal, toughest AG we have, Paxton, who was getting ready to do this stuff. Boom, put him in a box, and then they go and use behavior in Michigan. There's somebody that has composed this down to the final letter. All the while, we have this new information, 1023 form, of just outright criminality. And our team is right in the chat. They say, Charlie, we cannot grow either cynical or grow desensitized. I agree. I'm just being very honest. I'm always honest with the audience. I mean, I don't know how many more things with Hunter Biden I have to go through before I personally, and it takes a lot for me to get here, just get ridiculously demoralized. I don't celebrate it, by the way. I mean, look, again, Blake did a fabulous job putting this together. There's these sources together that now say, quote, don't worry, Hunter will take care of all those issues through his dad in the confidential human source memo. These guys are funneling money from Burisma, millions of dollars of wire transfer. We've already known this, and now we have more and more evidence. The document describes a phone call between the source and Zolochensky. And listen closely, because this part is amazing. Quote, Zolochensky replied that he was not happy Trump won the election. Asked Zolochensky whether he was concerned about Burisma's involvement with the Bidens. Zolochensky stated he didn't want to pay the Bidens, but he was pushed to pay them. And stated, quote, I hope you have some backup for your words. Zolochensky replied that he has many text messages and recordings that show that he was coerced to make such payments. CHS told Zolochensky he should make certain that he should retain those recordings. You hear that? The one big shortcoming of this document is that it's from 2020 and it's just one person's allegations. But according to this person's own testimony, we have reason to believe that the proof of what happened is out there. First of all, we should be looking for the proof right now, but our law enforcement's not doing that. They could have been looking for all this in 2020, but they didn't. And thanks to the IRS whistleblowers, we know why. Because there was a years-long systematic effort to cover up all the evidence of the Biden family corruption. By the way, CHS is confidential human source. Truth is not a left-wing value. Dennis Prager taught me that. And this is one of the most remarkable clips. Why is America divided? Why is America becoming a third world country? We're not there yet, but we are becoming a third world country. It's because of the scum of the earth. This guy, I think this guy's never worked an honest day in his life. I think he is one of the heirs of Levi Strauss' fortune. I think. Dan Goldman. This guy's a scum rat. And he says this with an honest face. Yeah, it's fine. To say something like this, you have to so aggressively suppress your soul to say something like this. This is the party line. I chatted the other day with someone who's a beautiful person. He's really great. And he's older. And he says, Charlie, I'm so worried that we're going to become the Soviet Union. And I said, we are more Soviet than we are free. That's tough. It's tough to say that. I don't celebrate it. I don't like it. You have to be honest, though. If you have a tumor, you don't go around and say, I'm perfectly healthy. Yeah, I don't think we have the clip, but Levi Strauss' heir would join Congress's richest with NYC win. Yeah, I was right. Dan Goldman, one of several Democrats vying in the new district disclosure forms, showed personal wealth over $253 million. He won. Once we have the clip, I'll play it for you. I'm building it up. Where he says, quote, there is no actual basis to say that there's somehow political fear interference or weaponization at the DOJ. There's a two-tiered system of justice against Hunter Biden. That's Dan Goldman. There is a two-tiered system of justice against Hunter Biden. Yeah. Play cut 68.
So there is actually no basis to say that this is somehow a political interference or a weaponization, as they say, of the Department of Justice. In fact, based on my experience, I'm shocked that Hunter Biden was even charged with these crimes. So the fact that he's even taking a plea deal, in my mind, demonstrates a two-tiered system of justice against Hunter Biden.
Two-tiered system of justice against Hunter Biden. You have to ignore your soul to say something that brazenly insane. I don't know what other sort of sick activities Dan Goldman is involved in, but I guarantee you this guy is not living an ethical life when you say something like that. Impossible. You have to be at such a dark place in ethical behavior to publicly go on television and say that. I never want to hear again, very impressive that somebody went to Stanford. This guy went to Stanford and Yale. Yeah, he's full of knowledge. He has no wisdom. and he's a bad person. Worth $250 million, never worked an honest day in his life, born on third thought he hit a triple. J.B. Pritzker type. Why are we divided? Why are we not the country we grew up in? Dan Goldman, in that one clip, is a perfect example. He hates you. He hates the truth. He loves power. A two-tiered system of justice against Hunter Biden. Welcome to Charlie Kirk Exclusive, the place where we post content that is just for you, our members, our team members. You guys are a team member. We're going to have full, exclusive, unedited, commercial-free interviews with some of the biggest names, thinkers, and thought leaders in the country. We just did an interview with Tucker Carlson and another one with Dan Bongino, and we have a lot more planned for the near future. We're going to have members-only live streams, exclusive articles from me and our staff, behind-the-scenes clips, and live Q&As with me and the team. We'll even host pre-show prep calls where members can talk to our producers about the content they'd like to see on The Charlie Kirk Show. And it's all going to be what our show has always been, free-thinking, independent, and unfiltered. If you love any of the third rail material we've done here in the last few years, vaccines, BLM, grooming of children, Ukraine, then become a member of The Charlie Kirk Exclusive today. We've been enormously blessed at this program. Together, we're going to reach even higher heights. If you have been blessed by this program, consider supporting us and becoming a member. Thank you, and God bless you. Eugene Robinson, who I think writes for the Washington Post, he goes on MSNBC and does whatever the intelligence agencies tell him to do. He goes to Harvard. Do you notice the commonality here? Dan Goldman went to Yale and Stanford. Eugene Robinson went to Harvard. And these people say the dumbest possible things. There is no God at these universities, therefore there is no wisdom at these universities. Eugene Robinson writes for the Washington Post twice weekly. Listen to this. He says that the purpose of these investigations is to bring Biden down to Trump's level. MSNBC's Chiron says, Senator Grassley releases FBI memo with unverified claims about the Bidens. Play cut 130.
It was being interfered with by Donald Trump's Justice Department. It's just insane. But again, the dots don't connect. They aren't supposed to, as Senator Grassley revealed. They're just supposed to sort of muddy up President Biden and create this impression that somehow he's done something wrong and he's corrupt, because the comparison is inevitably drawn with Donald Trump, who actually is corrupt, and so they have to try to drag Biden down to that level.
We are in a post-civilizational moment, and if you fail to recognize this, get out of the way. Because you're in some sort of Narnia, utopia, happy talk. Morning in America, it's not morning in America, get out of the way. We do not disagree any longer on what to do about the problem. We disagree on whether the problem actually exists. There's no border. There is no problem at the border. The border is secure. No, it's completely wide open. And no, it's not. You're a bigot. There's no critical race theory in our schools. There's no pornography in our textbooks. And it's almost designed to make you lose your faculties. Like, no. I see it. It's very clear. The border's wide open. No, it's not. It is so, it reminds me of a study I did on Pravda. Remember, Pravda means truth in Russia. Ironic. Where they would just publish record year for the harvest, and the kulaks, the owners of the land in Ukraine or whatever Eastern, you know, the breadbasket of the Soviet Union, would say, no, it's been a famine for 6 years. Nope, beautiful harvest, most ever. More wheat than we know what to do with. No, we're dying of starvation. Nope, record harvest. It's amazing. It's beautiful. More food than we know what to do with. We can't feed our people. Nope. It's great. I would just ask Eugene Robinson a simple question, which of course MSNBC won't do. What service did the Bidens provide to get tens of millions of dollars? What service? Did they build hotels? Do they have some sort of McKinsey-style operation where they work with Chinese Communist Party officials and they say, well, you can reallocate some money here? Is Hunter Biden a mastermind communicator or marketer? Is he kind of like a Tony Robbins type that goes in and gives motivational speeches in Eastern Ukraine and tells people how to live better lives? Is there anything valuable? I mean, did they have a podcast that was interesting? Oh, he sold artwork. Yeah. When I think of Hunter Biden, I think of Rembrandt. Super talented. Eugene Robinson deep down at his level. Same way with Dan Goldman. These people have suppressed their soul. These people are so broken. They are so unbelievably craven that they will say anything. We can't agree on the solutions because we can't even agree that it's a problem. It's a spiritual war, everybody. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.